Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, Lucy Ann Lance. We live stream at 1290WLBY.com. Joining us this morning on our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report, April Christian Davis. She is president of Breakout Marketing Group. And the question is, what are you doing now to help women business owners?
I'm so glad you asked, and I'm so glad to be here this morning on the Monday morning. But it's so easy because so many women today, we do so many things. We take care of our family, our kids, we have careers, and then we have elderly parents. And so we're doing so many things for other people. When do we have time to do things for ourselves? And so I am an advocate for not only helping women in business, but just giving them a reason to take out the time that they need to pamper themselves or just to relax and refresh. So we're doing this event on August. We're done with August. October 26th is on a Saturday. It's going to be at our office at Office Evolution. We have the conference room. We have some breakout rooms. We have a place where you can have wine, cheese, refreshments, vendors. And it's so funny because I used to do this 8 years ago. And I used to do them at the Westin Hotel and different places. But I burnt myself out. Can you imagine that? So what I'm doing now is I've learned how to say no. So this is all about, you know, renewing and finding out what's really important for women. So,
you weren't following what you preach.
I was not.
Tell me a little bit about your business and the kind of work that you do with Breakout Marketing Group.
Oh, my goodness. Breakout Marketing Group was born in Buffalo, New York, where I was. So moving here in 1999, or actually 2000, is when I brought it to the Michigan area. And so what I've always been able to do with small business is think of unique, creative ways to help them market and promote their business. So if you want exposure, awareness, or you just want to get the word out about your business, people usually come to me and say, April, we've done this, but we're not really sure what we should do next. What do you think we should do? And so that's why I do one-on-one consulting with them and helping them to decide what strategy they're going to use to get that customer that they're wanting. And that's so very important.
Do you find a difference between women business owners and men?
Absolutely.
How so?
Absolutely. Well, even just the framework of how men think and how women think. And then the, sometimes we as women, we let people like kind of walk on us a little bit. So you have to be a little strong and kind of fight back, be a little feisty, so to speak, to kind of gain your respect and gain your momentum and kind of be taken seriously.
Show what you have.
Hey, absolutely.
It's inside you.
It's definitely in there.
We haven't always been given permission to do
it. And that's the thing. Sometimes we wait for people to say, it's okay, you can be the boss. You don't have to wait. Mm-hmm. You can be the boss today.
Today. Our guest, April Christian Davis, president of Breakout Marketing Group. What was the transition? How did you come to Michigan from?
Oh, so funny. Well, my mother worked at Camarano's Cancer Institute when she first moved here in 95. Mm-hmm. So I come from a large family, 8 brothers and sisters. So the four youngest ones were with my mom. The 4 older ones were married or doing other things. But eventually, because we're so close, we just can't not stop being around each other. We all moved close to mom. And so now we're still, like, all the girls are still here except my sister in Durham, North Carolina. So I have a brother in Vegas, a brother in New York, a brother in Baltimore. But all the girls are still pretty much close to mom. As a matter of fact, I'll be picking up mom after this interview. And she and I are going to be helping women with the project. So she helps me.
Oh, what?
And she's 70 years old. As a matter of fact, she'll be 71 or maybe 72 December.
What a beautiful family you have.
Oh, I need that. We all need support, because at the end of the day, no matter how much money you make, it's your family that matters. It's your family that shows up. Nobody else.
Yeah, that's true.
No one else is coming to see you.
So this event is coming up again when?
October 26th.
October 26th.
From 4:30 to 7, mm-hmm. 455 Eisenhower, third floor. It's going to be amazing.
Office Evolution is a beautiful spot.
Those guys over there are like family. We have breakfast once a month. You know, Chuck makes those omelets. I usually post it on LinkedIn, so you probably know it already. But it's amazing. You should come by sometime and see us.
We were there when they were first opening up, and
it
was amazing to see the different kinds of businesses that are all in this collective, mm-hmm. and the resources that
Absolutely.
You have there.
Absolutely.
So it's a great location right across from Briarwood Mall.
Right across, next to Olive Garden.
Right.
So I always take clients to lunch right next door.
So the entry Speedway is near Olive Garden there, yes. So it's on that back side of the building. Mm-hmm. So just off of Eisenhower here in Ann Arbor. Again, October 26th at 4 p.m.?
At 4, vendors, because we'll have vendors, so the vendors come in at 4. Everything starts at 4:30. But we also have some speakers, other women who are speaking. So we have Kristen Clore from Natural Health. She is going to be helping women talk about healthy lifestyles, and then alternative vitamins and keto dieting, like all these things we wanted to do as women to feel good about ourselves, but and more importantly, to just collaborate and to be well, because you can't run your business if you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to share this with you. When I was telling you I was burnt out, I was on my way to go fly to speak at a conference in San Diego. Well, I started having some chest pain. I said, well, let me go just check it out, make sure I'm okay. Well, I checked into St. Joe's Hospital just to see, just a regular checkup. I did not check out for 3 days.
Really?
And do you know what I said when they were taking my vitals? I said, I have to be on this plane in 2 days. You know what the nurse said? And I want to thank her. She said, unless you want to schedule your heart attack, you're going to stay here tonight, Miss Davis.
Wow.
And so I was like, I got to go. But see, that's what we're just constantly going.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that I wasn't well. And so, but I just listened to my body and I said, you know what? Today I need to just go check and make sure things are okay.
Right.
And this is, so I'm an advocate for women to just check it out. Just stop for a moment and make sure everything is okay.
Well, April, it gets back to what you were talking about women giving their all to someone else, mm-hmm. and ignoring their own
signals
that they're hearing. And it's, you know, again, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
No, you cannot. Just like in the we take the airplane, they say, put the mask over your face first so that you can breathe, then help the person
right,
next to you.
Right.
It's like, I can't breathe, how can I help anybody?
But you came out fine from that experience.
You know what? I've traveled now. I just got back from Sao Paulo, Brazil. I've had a chance to go to China, Thailand, and I don't worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, business is great. It's fine. It's controllable. But what's most important is me. Mm-hmm. And taking care of myself and enjoying my life and helping others to do the same thing.
Right.
So I'm happy about that.
Who are some of the other vendors that will be there?
Health, anything that has to do with health care, skin care, health and nutrition for, like, you know how sometimes we have the drinks for energy, the drinks for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about what's on the market, what should we be taking, what exercise program should mm-hmm. we be involved with, and just, like, loving each other. Mm-hmm. Like, just creating a sisterhood, you know? Because when we work together, we're a fierce power.
April Christian Davis, president of Breakout Marketing Group. Where can people go to find out more about your company?
Yes, you can go to, I'm LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, all social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. But right now, breakoutmarketinggroup@gmail.com if you wanted to get in touch with me. For the event, it's aprilshealthandwellness.org. So we're building a center around health and wellness. So again, that's aprilshealthandwellness.org. You can find me there.
All right, aprilshealthandwellness.org. Again, the event coming up on October 26th. What's the key for business people out there in marketing in your mind?
Oh, my gosh. Do what works. Because there's so many options in the toolbox that we see and hear about. And we get overwhelmed with so many options. But if you're already doing something that works for you, keep doing that and then gradually introduce other things into your toolbox strategy. Don't try to do everything all at once because you see someone else doing it. It might work for them because of the type of business that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically, you have to think about what's going to work for you and your customer and then decide what weapons you're going to use to attract them.
April Christian Davis, great advice there, president of Breakout Marketing Group. And give the website again for the event.
Yes, it is aprilshealthandwellness.org.
aprilshealthandwellness.org. Great getting to know you today.
You too.
Thank
you
so much.
It was great to
see you. Our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report. For more information about the chamber and its members, you can go online to a2ychamber.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.